USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has now signed an executive order to protect all national monuments, memorials, and statues. The president said those who vandalize the monuments will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And Interior Secretary David Bernhardt speaks on protesters who continue to tear down historical statues.
Well, the reality is that the destruction of government property in a deliberate manner is a crime that carries with it a very severe and significant penalty. We are ensuring that when we have an opportunity, we arrest individuals, and we're asking the Department of Justice to prosecute them to the full extent of the law.
The first test of the new policy should be coming in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, as protesters have threatened for the last week to tear down the Emancipation Statue of Abraham Lincoln. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Former police officer Brett Hankinson has appealed his firing over the death of 26-year-old emergency medical worker Breonna Taylor. In the appeal, Hankinson's lawyers argue that officials bowed to public pressure and fired him before the FBI, Kentucky Attorney General's Office, and the state police had even completed their investigations. Taylor was killed on March 13th after officers entered her home searching for illegal drugs. Officials claim the officers announced themselves before entering and only fired in response to shots from Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker. But Taylor's family claimed the officers did not announce themselves and that Walker believed they were trying to break in. The Trump administration moved forward with a policy offering public schools across the U.S. to share coronavirus relief funding with private schools at a higher rate than federal law typically requires. Under a new rule issued by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, school districts are ordered to set aside a larger portion of their aid for private schools using a formula based on the total number of private schools in the district. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new report indicates there have been several recent cases of actions by Chinese military planes, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
A Taiwanese media report claims Chinese military aircraft flew dangerously close to a U.S. plane and a refueling aircraft that was providing it with fuel at the time near Taiwanese airspace. It happened on Wednesday, and the report says that the Chinese plane approached in a manner that could have been interpreted as a possible provocation. The report follows Taiwan saying that Chinese military airplanes had flown in its air defense zone 6 times in a single week and at least 8 times since June. A Taiwanese security analyst says it's clear that China is asserting itself before the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Grammy-winning country group The Dixie Chicks have dropped the word Dixie from their name and are now going just by The Chicks. The band's social media accounts and website were changed to include the new name for the band. The Chicks, who are releasing their first new album in 14 years, now also released a new video for their song called March March, which features videos and images from the recent Black Lives Matter rallies. The move follows the decision by the country group Lady Antebellum to change its name to Lady A after acknowledging the word's association to slavery. A statement on the Chicks' website says, "We'd like to continue to meet this movement." For USA Radio News, we thank you for joining us. I'm John Hunt.